Well, as you know, Lighthouse is coming to the Sanderson Center Saturday, August 9th, part of the South Coast Jazz Festival. And Paul Hoffert, founder of Lighthouse, joins us now. Welcome, Paul.
Great to be here.
Must be pretty exciting to be playing.
It's incredibly exciting to be playing, and especially we're particularly excited to be coming to the Jazz Festival on the South Coast, because we've always been a fusion kind of band and all of that sort of stuff, and being able to take our solos and stuff to audiences in your listening audiences are great.
Now, I was just thinking back, you're in your 56th year and a band you helped create. How incredible must that feel?
It feels very unreal and very wonderful, especially because over the years, various players come and go. But in Lighthouse, we still have a few of the original players who have been with the band all that time. And most of the guys in Lighthouse have been with us for over 30 years. But we've been refreshing the guys in the band as necessary because some of them are retired. Ralph Cole, the original guitar player, and, of course, Skip Prokop, my co-founder, who passed on about 8 years ago. But the younger guys in the band have really been throwing down the gauntlet to us to keep the energy up and to keep the soloing and all of the things that Lighthouse is famous for. So it's great, and it's fabulous for me to be with what I feel is probably the best and most exciting version of Lighthouse that we've ever had. So I'm always enthusiastic about doing a lot of gigs, which we do, but in particular, when we get a chance to do something that has the word jazz in it, makes me feel particularly good, because we were, along with Miles Davis and a few others, sort of created what became called fusion music or crossover music, using all of the great improvising skills of the players in the band to give the audience something that's more than what they just hear on the records. And every Lighthouse concert is exciting for the audience, and it's also exciting for us because we never know exactly what's going to come next.
Well, that was my next question. When you hit the stage now, after all this time, do you still get that rush and thrill you did back in the day?
I absolutely do, and I think it's one of the things that keeps me and my colleagues going. We have more energy now than we've had for a long time. It's just great. It's just great. It's wonderful. Who would have thought when I was 25 years old and started the band that I would be playing the kind of music I love and the kind of music that connects with audiences for all of this time. So it's just really terrific. Every single guy in the band is an international music star, soloist, performer. And one of the things that we've held constant is that when Skip and I first started the band, we decided to make it a virtuoso instrumental rock band. But at the same time, we wanted to have really great vocals. So we still perform. There's no gadgets, no auto pitch. There's no recordings of extra parts. What you hear, all of the orchestral parts that you hear on stage are performed live, and we sing live, and we sing in tune, and we love it. We love the challenge, and we love connecting with audiences.
Amazing. We're speaking with Paul Hoffert, founder of Lighthouse, coming to Sanderson Center, Brantford, on Saturday, August 9th. Now, will you be treating your fans to all the hits, Sunny Days, One Fine Morning, Pretty Lady, and everything else?
We indeed will. Always hard for us to squeeze everything into the time we have allotted, but we make sure that the many of our fans who have perhaps never seen Lighthouse live, and they know us from our hit records, that we perform them. We perform them just like they sound on the records, with whatever, there's no missing the overdubs or any of that kind of stuff. It's all there, and in addition to that, they'll get a concert that's unique, because we never have two shows that are alike because of all of the solos.
Well, as with all great music, of course, it is best experienced live. You got to catch legendary Lighthouse live Saturday, August 9th at Sanderson Center. Get your tickets at sandersoncenter.ca. And Paul Hoffert, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you very much for the music.
Thank you. And if there are, you have some listeners who may be outside of your immediate area, we'll be in at the Markham Theater on October 10th and at the Pickering Casino next February in 2026.
Awesome. Thank you so much.